This is the Mount Pleasant Dialysis Unit. The fax number is 989-779-8894. The patient's name is William. Last name is Jason, J-A-S-O-N. His date of birth is August 25th, 1948. History. Mr. Jason is a 64-year-old Caucasian male patient with end-stage renal disease who lives in Clare, and he has been on hemodialysis secondary to small kidney and kidney stones and chronic dehydration. He has not been hospitalized since 2010, and at that time he was hospitalized with the elevated B1 creatinine and decreased urine output. Mr. Jason has an ileostomy and occasionally is unable to attend dialysis due to excessive output from the ileostomy and weakness. Recently, his blood pressure has been very high, ranging 150 to 190 systolic, over 90 to 100. His lisinopril was increased to 40 milligrams on January 21st, but has not, within the last week, has not been significantly, has not improved blood pressure significantly yet. Past medical history is significant for Crohn's disease, a prior colectomy, a history of kidney stones in multiple areas, a small kidney on the left side, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, hypothyroidism, and a question of a history of a medullary sponge kidney. Also anemia of chronic disease, secondary hyperparathyroidism, and protein malnutrition on IDPN, like I like ink, D like David, P like painter, N like November. Protein infusion during dialysis treatments. Surgical history is significant for a colectomy, ileostomy placement, and placement of a right upper extremity AV fistula for dialysis access. Social history, the patient smokes a pipe, does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He lives alone and drives himself to dialysis. Family history, non-contributory. Drug allergies, he is allergic to amoxicillin, ampicillin, all of the penicillins, aspirin, and IV dye. Current medications, Ventil, 20 milligrams, 1 PRN, abdominal pain, Dialyvite vitamins, 1 daily, vitamin D2, 50,000 units, monthly, lisinopril 40 milligrams daily, Lamotil 2.5 milligrams PRN, increased output from ileostomy, potassium chloride 10 milliequivalents daily, Foslo gel caps 667 milligrams, 2 tabs with breakfast, 2 with lunch, and 3 tabs with dinner, Inderol 10 milligrams BID, Tums 1,000 milligrams at bedtime, Vicodin 5 over 500, 1Q 8 to 12 hours PRN pain, Xyloprim 100 milligrams TID. Review of systems, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat. The patient wears glasses for reading and distance vision, has mild hearing difficulty but does not require hearing aid. Cardiovascular, hypertension, no history of MI, no chest pain, no orthopnea, no hyperlipidemia, respiratory, denied shortness of breath, wheezing, cough, has not been ill with upper respiratory infection within the last year, abdominal, chronic ileostomy diarrhea output, oftentimes causing us to need to replace fluid rather than remove fluid during dialysis. Endocrine, positive hypothyroidism, no history of diabetes. Neurological, no history of TIAs or CVAs. objective physical exam. Generally, the patient is alert and oriented, cheerful and cooperative. Blood pressure is 165 over 85. Lowest, highest was 191 over 100. Pulse, 68 and regular. Temp, 97.2. Current dry weight is 59 kilograms. Head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat are within normal limits. Neck is supple. No lymphadenopathy or palpable masses. No thyroid masses. No bruise. No JVD. Heart, S1, S2, regular rate and rhythm. No murmurs or extra sounds. Abdomen, ileostomy present. Mouth sounds hyperactive in all four quadrants. Extremities, no peripheral edema. Pulses are 2+ in all extremities. Intact sensation and motion of all extremities. No lesions or ulcers are noted on the skin. Access, right upper extremity fistula with good thrill and bruit and good flow rates. Diagnostic studies done January 21st, 2013. Albumin 3.9, calcium 8.2, ferritin 722, creatinine 13.62, carbon dioxide 20, last month 22, hemoglobin 11.8, potassium 4.3, phosphorus elevated 9.8, SGOT 4, urea reduction rate 73%, KT/B 1.36. Assessment and plan, end-stage renal disease on maintenance hemodialysis. The patient will continue to dialyze 3 times a week for 3 hours. We will also continue Hectorol 16 micrograms with each treatment IV. IDPN will be continued for protein replacement with each treatment. And Venofer 50 milligrams IV will be administered once per week. Epogen is on hold due to the hemoglobin of 11.8. Chronic diarrhea, secondary to Crohn's disease. The patient will continue his Imodium, and will fluid replacement will be provided when necessary due to hypotensive episodes during dialysis. Hypertension, the patient will monitor his blood pressure at home. Lisinopril is at maximum dose. Additional blood pressure medication will need to be added within the next week if the blood pressures are not lower than 140 over 80 at home.